This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Florida is bracing for the third hurricane in a month as Ivan rips through the Caribbean with 150-mile-an-hour winds and fierce rains. The hurricane, which has already killed at least 27 people in Grenada, is now moving through Jamaica, knocking down trees and power lines, ripping off roofs as it heads for the Cayman Islands and Cuba by tomorrow, and then possibly Florida on Monday. Joining us now from Kingston, Jamaica, is Kevin Sullivan of The Washington Post. Mr. Sullivan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And what's it like there at the moment?
Well, they tell us that the eye of the storm has gone south of the island and that we're not getting the worst of it, but I can't imagine what could be much worse than what we're seeing now. The winds are tremendous outside. There are ceiling tiles, shingling, flying all over the place. The rains are just coming down in sheets. Local radio is reporting all kinds of flooding and trees down and power lines down, and we've had no reports of injuries or deaths so far, so that's good, but there's quite a storm going on out there.
Yeah. How do people get through a storm like that? Because the reports we've seen up here suggest that many people have been reluctant to leave their homes because they're as worried about looting as they are about the storm.
They have been. I was in a place called Port Royal yesterday, which is a small fishing community right on the water. I think parts of it are probably below sea level. And I talked to a lot of people there who said, you know, we've seen this so many times. The last time we had a major hit here was 16 years ago. Every time they tell us to get ready for these storms, and every time the storm seems to veer off or weaken, and we're used to this, and we think that we can get through this, and we don't want to go anywhere. Mm. And they are worried about looting, so a lot of people are stayed put.
Do they go underground? Do they sit in the bathroom? How do you get through a hurricane? I don't know.
I don't understand it myself. As far as I asked them the same question, and they said, I'm going to be right here in my house. And I talked to one man who said that he did lose his house in Hurricane Gilbert in 1988. Mm-hmm. And he said, at that time, I had basically a shack. And I've learned from that, and now look at my house. It's a nice concrete house. And I said, but you still have a tin roof like everyone else. And he said, well, what's a roof? My house will still be standing.
Mm. Ivan has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, although from what I know of Category 4 hurricanes, to say downgrade,
that's right,
kind of begs the question. Is there any indication that you have from people you've been able to talk to there who know about hurricanes or talk to anywhere about what kind of effect going through Jamaica might have on the storm itself, as then as it moves on to the Cayman Islands, Cuba, and then possibly the Florida Keys?
Do seem to think that the mountains there, the hills, could slow it down, but I think what we're getting is just a lot of speculation. I don't think anyone really understands. As of late last night, everyone expected the eye of the storm to come right through downtown Kingston, and overnight, obviously, it went a little bit to the west. So I think the science of predicting these things and assessing how they might play out over the coming days is really very imprecise.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Sullivan, for people there on the ground, it makes it awfully difficult for them to know how to go about living their daily lives, isn't it?
It sure does. Even in the most solid buildings, I'm in a very nice hotel here, and I'm looking my ceiling is dripping water, the floor is flooded, it's a mess. So I can only imagine what it must be like in a lot of these places. That, as you can imagine, there are a lot of very, very poor sections of this city. And I just don't know how they're going to get through it.
Well, Mr. Sullivan, thank you very much for talking to us. You're there through the duration?
Oh, yes, sir.
There's no leaving in the middle of a hurricane, is there?
Absolutely not, unless you swim away, and I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, thanks very much for being with us, Kevin Sullivan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Reporter for The Washington Post speaking to us from Kingston, Jamaica.